This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, what's up?
Well, the sky's up.
The sky is up. The sky is blue.
I wish I could come up with something like wittier than that. Please text in 5395 if you got any more wittier responses.
True.
Maybe you can do radio. Thanks again to the person who just texted and said wonderful sounds today. You know, Sam's got some wonderful sounds.
I do. We're gonna go disco today.
Yes. We've been waiting for this, mate.
We're looking at the 7th studio album from disco queen Donna Summer. We're looking at Bad Girls, which is turning 40. It was released in 1979.
Also a pioneer of dance music.
Very much so, yes. We might talk a bit about that, actually. So she was born in 1948 in Boston, and she started life in singing in church, as many great singers do. That was me, sorry.
Oh, that was you.
So she started life in church singing, and when she was 19, she moved to New York, and she actually took on a variety of different roles. She was a model, an actor. She was actually in the musical Hair, and she began exploring with this the prospect of a singing career. And it was while she was working in Munich, actually, that she met Italian producer Giorgio Moroder, and British producer Pete Bellette, and the three of them quickly hit it off, and she was signed to their record label Oasis in 1974. And the three of them began a partnership then, which would see them produce her first 9 albums, actually, between 1974 and 1981. And this was where this kind of new type of disco sound was born as a result.
Yeah, because what was there? There was like ABBA.
Yeah, ABBA.
And there was like soul blends.
And funk blends.
Yeah.
Chic. Then the Bee Gees.
Oh, yes.
Pop disco kind of thing.
Pop disco, but very like...
Yeah.
You know, very mosquito-y.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
I love my disco.
In 1979, she was pretty much on top of the disco world. She was dubbed the First Lady of Love and had many hits, and disco's everywhere by the stage. Thanks to a lot of the stuff she'd done, and basically the album Bad Girls was to be a continuation of what she'd been doing for the last 5 years, based around this style of disco called high energy. Mm. And this was a sound that was basically typified by fast tempos, staccato rhythms, obviously 4 on the floor beats, and the incorporation of synths actually into disco, which is very much Moroder's influence and background in electronic music. And it was the sound that basically moved disco away from funk and soul towards a more electronic dance music sound.
Yes.
Which was obviously going to take off in the 80s, and particularly with house music.
Yeah. People incorporated like kind of organs and stuff, but they didn't really use a synth in this way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And here you had lots of synth sounds and sequencing and all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah, sequencing.
Yeah, and that became like her big hit, I Feel Love.
Yes.
Is a great example of that. And that's the style that continues to dominate a lot of the sound of this album, but there's also a lot of soul influences still there as well. So we're going to start with the third single from the record. It's called Dim All the Lights, and this is a massive hit for her. It made it to number 2 in the Billboard charts, and this one has more of that classic disco soulful pop sound to it compared to a lot of the other stuff on this record. And it's an interesting fact about this track. It was actually the only hit song she wrote by herself.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Get ready, everyone.
Disco time.
Disco time. My thing isn't working. Give me a second, because something has gone awry. Tell me a little bit more about our sweet Donna.
Well, what else is there to say about, apart from the fact she's...
Just fill in some time while I try and get this track.
Amazing singer, and her influence is extraordinary across dance music, soul music, divas. I mean, she's just peerless.
I found it. There we go.
Turn up the old big drummer, gonna dance the night away.
It's a party in here.
Oh, yeah. I love you, Donna. She holds that note, though. So we got a really cool text, by the way.
We did, with some information.
With some information. We love it how our listeners have so just as much, yeah, just as much knowledge as we do, if not more. And someone wrote in, you didn't leave your name, but she wrote, "Dim all the lights for Rod Stewart, but didn't want it. It's a similar feel to the Rod's Tonight's the Night."
Yeah.
Which I thought was very interesting.
And we were just discussing how at this time a lot of rock and pop musicians were going disco as well.
Disco fever.
Everyone was getting into the disco thing because it was selling lots of money.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah.
So everyone made a disco track, and Rod Stewart obviously made If You Want My Body.
Well, it's a great workout dance, eh? It makes, you know, everything feels better after a good dancing night.
Okay, well, we're going to play a more deeper cut next from the album. It's track number 4. It's called Walk Away. It was released as the 6th and final single from the record in 1980. And this one's a slightly more funkier number, and it also features a very cool sax solo in the second half of the track.
Oh, yes.
We love also a good sax solo.
Disco gave birth to the sax solo.
Yeah, the sax came back.
The sax came back and then didn't leave until the 80s, the late 80s.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, the sax dominated.
Yeah, and it's coming back. It's coming back in the last few years again.
Yeah, I have actually noticed that. So the sax is always back.
You can't kill it.
Why would you, though? The sax is fab.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Bumpin' tune. Whoa. So how did you choose, like, all out of all the hits that are on this?
It was very hard, actually.
Yeah.
Very hard. I had to leave a few off because there was too many good songs to choose from. And it's also quite a long album. I think it's
yeah, this is a mammoth album.
It's got like 15 songs.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. Something like huge.
Yeah. So it was very selective.
Also, there's a live version of Dim All the Lights that was recommended to us by a listener, where she tells the story of how she wrote Dim All the Lights for Rod Stewart and even sings Maggie May in a slow intro.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I do.
Yeah. But we're going to be concluding anniversary albums with Sam Smith, looking at Donna Summer just after this.
Next. St. Pete, my man!
Welcome to the afterlife. There's been a little issue with your paperwork. Under best thing you've ever done, it says had a gelato at the movies in Devonport.
Yeah!
It should be something uplifting, moral, goodly.
Have you tried their gelato?
The Vic Devonport. Fresh gelato, quality coffee, a beautiful cinema. Your ideal summer getaway destination. The Vic Devonport. Return ferry trip and movie ticket combo only $19 for an adult or $12 for a child. Go to thevic.co.nz.
MOTAT is Auckland's Museum of Transport and Technology, a hub of knowledge celebrating Kiwi innovation, heritage, and the social history of transport and technology. Home of the Walsh Memorial Library and located just over in Western Springs. Visit MOTAT today. You just might learn something.
Saturday, March 2nd, Cross Street is closing to traffic and opening up to a highway of sound for the Cross Street Music Festival. Featuring Lady Six, Racing, Yukon Era, Julian Dine, Marlon's Dreaming, DJ Zuki Edzicolo, Cream Jean, and DJ Sats from Christopher Torrento, Hudge, Frank Booker, Soraya, and Dylan C. Food, drink, dancing in the street, and your favourite Cross Street regulars. Cross Street Music Festival, March 2nd, 3 to 10 p.m. Tickets from cosmicticketing.co.nz. No pass outs.
Gang of Four. Every Friday night, BFM's got you covered for the best tunes to preload to. With a revolving cast of BFM's favourite long-serving selectors, it's the Gang of Four. Gang of Four, with Renee Jones, Pat Five, Phil Armstrong and The Professor. Fridays 7 to 9 p.m. on 95 BFM.
Yeah, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Yes, indeedy.
And my name's Geneva. I'm the Morning Glory host. Welcome to the last 20 minutes of the show before the news and the wire.
So, it was Bad Girls. It was a massive success, critically and commercially. It became the best-selling album of her career. Spent 6 weeks at number one on the Billboard charts and also went to number three in New Zealand.
Goes to show how many bad girls there are out there.
Sure it does.
And the people who like them.
Yes, yes. And since been gone on to be seen by many as her best and most popular album, it's a very influential record in the future of dance music because of that high energy style, as we've talked about. And she continued to have some success in the 1980s. But not on the level of Bad Girls, as by the mid-80s, disco had kind of ended as a genre and other forms of dance music were taking off. New Wave was really popular.
Mm.
And the whole backlash to disco started in 1979. Disco sucks and all that. The rock crowd were like, disco, blah.
Yeah.
And such things kind of killed it off.
Rise of punkness.
Exactly,
the
punkness.
Punk scene.
Yes, indeed. So it kind of never captured the same level of success again, but she continued to record right up to the mid-90s, but she became a born-again Christian and kind of put music aside for much of her later life.
Oh, yeah.
And she's passed away, sadly, in 2012.
R.I.P.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Love you, Donna.
Love you, Donna. On that note, we're going to finish with the title track and the second single of the record, Bad Girls. And this, again, massive, massive hit for her. Spent 5 weeks at number one and was actually the second best-selling single of 1979.
Cool. Well, I'm going to dedicate this one to my ma.
Oh, bless. Bye.
Bye. Wait, sorry. Something's gone awry again.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's like a timing thing that sometimes I don't do, and that's okay.
That is okay.
No, that is not. That's not correct.
We've got the
either.
Disco lights in here.
I know. Yeah, I put these disco lights on. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This one's for you, Ma. Love you, Ma.
Thank you.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.